changes to identity management are picking up steam after the hacks to the Office of Personnel Management. The Defense Department and other agencies are starting pilot programs to see what the next realm of ID mechanisms might be. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni tells us more.
Staying cybersecure is tough, but one of the best ways to make sure a network is secure is to make sure only authorized people are using it. That's where identity management comes in. The government as a whole is realizing its authentication measures for logging onto networks simply aren't cutting it. And as a means to avoid another major hack like the one on the Office of Personnel Management, the Department of Homeland Security is taking the helm on the issue. Here's Tom McCarty, director of the Identity Credential and Access Management Program Management Office at DHS, to explain what the current ID landscape is like during a speech at an FCW event in Washington.
We started this program in 2010, and over the years we've been responsive to OMB's mandates for strong authentication to try to get to, you know, the cross-government goals and the goals that DHS set. Those goals, before the breach, were never really higher than 75%. And you'd often hear people say, well, we'll never get to 100%, right? We'll never get completely off passwords and have everyone use these. So there's nothing like an incident like that to get people's attention. And all of a sudden, 100% is the goal, and 100% is what our target is, and we're fairly close to that. There are remaining gaps and there's work to do. You know, we had to react very quickly and all hands on deck last summer. And what we have today is pretty much a patchwork of, or a quilt, I'll say, of different technologies, because we are multiple agencies with, you know, independent, you know, budgets and initiatives and offices. So, where it fits in nicely now is we've been through the first battle. We have a capability. We are now not coming into this new anymore. Now we know what we have, we know what it takes to get it done, we know where the gaps are, and this will just make us stronger.
One way the government wants to change IDs that will help both security and ease of use is by implementing derived credentials. Those are IDs that come straight from a mobile device, like a phone, instead of needing to insert a password or a card. McCarty says DHS is starting a pilot using derived credentials off a personal identification card called the HSPD-12.
So we have focused on building a capability to be ultimately agnostic to all the different types of devices and operating systems that will come in the future, but we had to start someplace. The place we started was building a capability around our HSPD-12 credential management systems. Others have chosen to do something separate, but we have built off of the infrastructure we have. So we also, you know, different agencies in DHS, they have different preferences. Some like Android, some like iOS, some like Windows phones. We have started with headquarters the use case for iOS devices, and we have started with AirWatch as our MDM. Now we ultimately want to be device and MDM agnostic, but we were more interested in making sure that the process is secure and expandable. So we're going into a user acceptance test here in a few weeks, and we're going to do a 50-user pilot that involves multiple agencies, and then we're going to see where we are.
The way the derived credentials work is the credentials are delivered through a mobile device, and then it disappears. That ensures that the credential is created in a secure environment, and then it's passed through the mobile device. The credential itself lives in a secure container within the phone. The Defense Department also wants to do away with its Common Access Card. That's its personal identification device. DoD Chief Information Officer Terry Halverson already said he wants to make the CAT card extinct over the next 2 years. Biometrics have been Halverson's preferred alternative, but little information has surfaced on exactly what will be used to replace the physical card. Over the last 15 years, DoD issued more than 20 million CAT cards, but it's struggled to find the best way to integrate ID cards with mobile devices. Here's Mary Ann Bailey, Principal Director Deputy CIO for Cybersecurity at DoD.
So we are in the very beginning stages of that, and anybody that knows Terry Halverson knows that he challenges us all the time, right? Always, which is an awesome thing because it keeps us moving forward. So the replacement of the CAT card as a IT authentication device was what he was getting at, right? Not necessarily it goes away, because people use it for lots of things, and we actually use it for like physical access into the building kind of things. But we're looking at everything that's out there, really. We had a team go and spend time. I don't know if you're familiar with DIUX, Defense Innovative Experimentation, out in Silicon Valley. So we had a team out there for 2 weeks and actually looking at everything that's going on. They can get their hands on this coming up in Silicon Valley. What are the cool things? What are the new things people are doing? I can tell you, Mr. Halverson's thought is, you know an awful lot about me. I mean, today more than ever, we're, you know, there's so many things gathering information about us as individuals, right? The way we walk, the way we hold our phones, the way we do all kinds of things. So why can't you use the things that you know about me? Maybe you have 50 things that you're tracking on me as a person. Just randomly pick 5 of them that you're going to use, right? Now, we haven't figured out how we, I mean, we talked about things and we joke about things, right? And he liked some of them, even though they were kind of far-fetched to us. But I think it's just pushing us to get to a different place. And so I absolutely think it's going to it has momentum. I think it's going to carry on to the next administration.
Of course, the intelligence community is thinking up ways it can change personal identification as well, especially when it's communicating with people that don't have authentication cards. Colonel Brandon Pierce, CIO for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, explains.
How will we interoperate with partners who are not U.S. nationals? Because we've got partners across the globe that are working with us to be able to make sure that we've got safety of navigation, for example, everywhere that we've got water. So we're charged with providing that for all of the U.S. Navy and the Air Force, just as an example. But if we're going to be importing maps from someone in a different country, we want to verify that it is who they say they are when they're giving us those data.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
And you can find Scott's story online at federalnewsradio.com.